Will there be more protests in Pakistan against Washington's deadly campaign of drone strikes? Hundreds of tribesmen staged a sit-in in the capital, Islamabad. They vowed to continue their protest until such attacks stop. A recent study by the London-based Bureau of Investigative Journalism said nearly 3,500 people have been killed in U.S. drone strikes in Pakistan since 2004. Washington has claimed to be hunting for Al-Qaeda militants, but many of the victims have turned out to be civilians. Well, to discuss that a bit further, we're now joined by Professor Liaquat Ali Khan, who is a professor at Washburn University, who's joining us live now via Skype from Kansas. Professor, thanks a lot for joining us. Now, how significant is it that tribesmen are not coming out to protest against these drone strikes? Does that, in a sense, add pressure on the Pakistani government as well to speak to the United States about stopping these drone strikes?
Well, I think Pakistan is playing a very complicated game in the case of drone strikes. I think they are using the Americans to kill Pakistani Taliban that Pakistan cannot kill directly. So I think on the other hand, Pakistan is also challenging the morality and the legality of the drone attacks. For example, in the Security Council, it has asked the Security Council to appoint a special reporter to investigate the legality of the drone attacks. I think even in the US, a lot of people are questioning whether these drone attacks are legal or definitely they are not moral. I mean, today Desmond Tutu, the Nobel Peace Laureate, wrote an op-ed in the New York Times challenging the morality of the drone attacks. So it seems like the United States is losing across the world its legal and moral grounds for exercising this kind of warfare. Now, Pakistan, on the other hand, does not want to completely stop the drone attacks because, as I said, you know, these drone attacks help Pakistan kill the enemy Taliban. And also, you know, Pakistan receives a lot of economic and military assistance from the United States. So Pakistan is, you know, cannot come out black and white on the drone issues.
Professor, I found it interesting because you spoke about the fact that the world essentially is speaking about against, you know, these drones and their and the attacks that are carried out through these drones. But, you know, the United States is pushing to legalize these drone operations now. Where do you stand on that effort by the United States government to legalize this operation?
Well, I think extrajudicial killings cannot be legalized, no matter how you put it. I think under international law, drone attacks will remain illegal because you kill people you don't know, and you kill a lot of civilians along with the so-called, you know, terrorists or militants. So I think under international law, the United States has a very poor case. Even under the US Constitution and domestic laws, people are challenging the way the drone attacks occur, because now drone attacks are killing U.S. citizens as well. So the idea that the United States executive branch can kill U.S. citizens without any judicial process is very difficult for American people to accept.
All right, we'll have to leave it there for now. That's Professor Liaquat Ali Khan, professor at Washburn University, speaking to us live from Kansas. Professor, we appreciate your insight as always.